Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. What's up, all you mother fathers? My name is Eric Pruitt. I'm your host here on Howdy Hillsboro, everyone's favorite radio show on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. I'm here joined with my host, as always, massage therapist and bartender at Yonder, Alexis Bravos. Sup, Alexis?
Hey, Eric. I don't mean to correct you right out of the gate, but it's actually 1 p.m. Well, 1:05 to be precise.
Well, my watch is... Oh, well, you're right. All right. Hey, we forgot to do the thing, 97.9 The Hill.
No point.
Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, this Sunday, since the weather is nice, question mark, we are hanging out at the River Park, catching some rays, and checking out the unveiling of the brand new Tom Stevens statue. We're really, really excited about this. They've got a tarp over it right now, which I am to understand is the most covering that he plans to have. So you want to take a peek under there and see if he's got any britches on?
I'll take a peek under his kilt.
There you go. Have at it. And look at who's hanging out here for getting ready to unveil the statue. It is Mayor Jen Weaver. What's up, Mayor Weaver?
Good morning or afternoon. Good afternoon.
Question mark.
Well, we're all confused because we had an extra hour of sleep today, right?
Did you sleep?
Well, I don't really sleep. As you know, I sleep in a coffin. It's really hard to get comfortable in there.
This is usually a big drinking holiday because you do get an extra hour to drink at the bar. Did you take advantage of that?
No, I'm a 50-year-old woman, and so I go to bed and try to sleep for a couple hours before I'm up in the middle of the night. That's my jam.
Ooh.
I need to take notes.
What do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night?
I sometimes read, or I lie there and stew about how I wish I were sleeping and the unfairness of life.
Do you get out of bed as they say you're supposed to, or do you stay in bed?
I usually stay in bed despite the advice otherwise, because I just feel like it's a game I can't win. I don't want to wake up more, even though I'm awake already.
Yeah.
Instead of reading, you should try scrolling, like through social media.
That's very healthy. That's very healthy. Yeah.
I didn't say it was healthy.
And
I
never, ever, ever, ever do that.
Just keep refreshing the New York Times front page like I do.
You heard it here. This is Mayor Jen Weaver. Not a lot of people know this, but she's actually the second mayor of Hillsboro. Mayor Tom Stevens, who had ruled the land since colonial days, finally stepped down. Jen, your first decision once you got into office after Tom's long, happy rule was to start COVID and close all of the bars. That was a controversial decision. What led up to your thinking process there?
Well, you know, I really felt like it was just time to take things in a new direction. And it was a really good way to get people's attention. In fact, it got me an interview with in over Zoom with this bar.
Next time, just ask.
Well, you are the current mayor and soon to be outgoing mayor. What was your favorite thing about being mayor of Hillsboro?
Well, in all seriousness, my favorite thing is being able to do that work in this particular community, especially the fact that that COVID hit so immediately, no coincidence, after I got into office. I could not, seeing the way the community really came together and took things seriously and then rallied around our local businesses and did what people needed to do to take care of each other. Especially in those early days when just there was such a lack of information, that just made me, it was such a reminder of how special Hillsboro is, how much people love this town and are invested in taking care of it. And I couldn't imagine doing being mayor in any other community during that time.
Did you ever think that you would be mayor of a town?
I never did.
What was behind the decision to run? Why did you do it?
Yeah, well, I had been serving as a town commissioner for 6 years. I was partway through my second term. And when Tom decided that he was not going to run again, you know, I really felt like because he had been mayor for a long time, that it was important to keep some continuity. You know, our Hillsborough has gone under so much change over the past, you know, 20 years, really. Those years keep adding up when I say that. But we've had big plans, big projects, a strong vision for the kind of community we want to be. And it just felt important to step into that leadership role to keep that stuff going.
Yeah. What do you hope happens in the next term, in the future for Hillsborough?
Well, if you know me, you know that I'm a super local government policy nerd. And what I really hope is that we are able to take all the hard work and commitments that went into the comprehensive sustainability plan and put that into action over time. It's going to take a lot of time because that's the nature of the work. You know, if you serve in local government, you start a lot of things that you don't necessarily get to see finished while you're in office. But that vision and plan is so important to our future, and it's a serious thing, and it's really going to be good for us.
When people criticize Hillsborough and its government, what town would you say, well, at least we're better than blank? Answer is always Fuquay, but like, what's yours?
Now I'm going to get in real trouble.
What did you think was going to happen?
Now I can't think of any town to say without getting in lots of trouble. I'll just say we're better than all the towns. How's that?
You heard it here. Jen Weaver slamming Durham, Raleigh, and Fuquay Varina on 97.9 The Hill, no point.
So when this must have been two, three years ago, but mm-hmm. you did a question answer with children. My son was one of the kids. It was mm-hmm. at HES. Mm-hmm. And he asked why there weren't more sidewalks on King Street.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you got a lot of great questions. What's the best question you've ever got from a kid in a mayor question and answer?
Oh, well, kids are always going to ask the best questions. And I am stalling a little bit because I'm trying to actually remember a question. My memory is not that great when it comes to instant recall in that way. But they ask questions because they ask really random things. You know, they want to know why we don't... I can't even think of one.
Alexis Bravos with the hard-hitting questions.
Hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, really. Why isn't Town Hall made of candy?
It should be. That's in the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan someday.
Thank goodness.
Are we there yet? No, little kid, we are not there yet. We are on the way. We're also on the way to your favorite segment, the Ask Alexis segment. And it just so happens that Mayor Weaver has a little experience with advice columns. You'll find out more about that when you join us after our last remaining sponsor.
In France, a skinny man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home, there were 17.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carborough Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
My name is Hubert Davis, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
Welcome back to our show, everybody. My name's Alexis Bravos. I am here with my co-host Eric Pruitt and our highly esteemed guest, Mayor Jen Weaver, Mayor of Hillsboro. We are here on 97.9 WCHL.
No point.
And we are getting ready to answer some advice questions. If y'all have advice questions of your own, come into Yonder Bar and put them into the pickle jar on the bar.
Stick them in there.
Shove them right in.
It'll fit.
Be creative. If you don't want to do that, you can enter them on our online portal.
Submit.
At chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro.
Submit to Alexis.
Jen, are you ready to answer some advice questions?
I'm ready.
So before we do this, before the show, you informed us that you had an advice column of your own in college.
I did.
Tell us about that.
It was called Ask Juanita. Juanita was the name that I used in Spanish class.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because Jennifer doesn't sound that great when you translate it. So
Jennifer.
Exactly. Juanita was a little more pleasant. Mm-hmm. I had a fun column, tongue-in-cheek column in the local college paper.
What made you think you were qualified to give advice?
Well, I don't know that I'm qualified, but I definitely like to give it.
Perfect.
You will fit right in.
You will fit right in. Okay, let's get started with a real doozy. This is kind of a long one. Dear Alexis, my boyfriend and I are moving in together. There are boxes everywhere. I took some time off work to unpack and decided to unpack some of his boxes as well. Mm. One of the boxes included, you can see where this is going, right? Mm-hmm. One of the boxes included some personal items, like boxes of photos, and I flipped through them against my better judgment. Mm. This person's answering their own question.
This just keeps getting deeper and deeper.
I found some explicit photos of women. I assume ex-girlfriends or hookups. I had these too, but I don't keep stuff like this around. I know I can't say anything, but I can't shake the feelings that finding these brought up. Why did he keep them, and is it wrong of me to throw them away?
This is murky.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, yes, it's wrong of you to throw them away, but it would be interesting if you did throw them away and how long it would take him to notice. Like, how often is he like looking through these old naked photos? I'm curious. But I mean, you know that you did wrong. You answered your own question against your better judgment. You should not have done this. Now that you've done it, you can't undo it and you can't unsee it. But you know, I have to say, it might not be a thing where he's like dwelling on this stuff. It might just be that he doesn't get rid of stuff, you know? I mean, everyone's got old photos, right? And we're of the age where I definitely have tons of old photos. Nowadays, they're just on people's phones, you know? I don't know. Have you ever had this experience, Jen?
I have not had that experience.
Yet.
There's always time. Yeah. But, you know, this kind of thing comes up a lot, I think, in questions. I'm one of those people who reads the... goes in the Sunday Times. I go right to the two different advice columns mm-hmm. that they have there and the styles in the magazine. Things like this seem to come up a lot. And usually it's people answering their own questions. I think she knows.
Yeah.
This is a very analog problem. And I think you need to go digital, go through his phone. Mm-hmm. And
his email.
And yeah, as soon as you do that, you do like go to reaction, overreact. Just overreact. You can't go wrong if you overreact.
Or, I mean, and this is another aspect of that overreaction, photograph these photos with your phone and tear them in half and then photograph them and then text those to your boyfriend while he's at work.
Damn. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a perfect way to move in with someone.
Yes. Set the tone early. All right.
You guys are going to do great.
He's not going to love you. Have him fear you.
All right. Let's move on. Dear Alexis, I'm a busy person, full-time job, single parent, but I want to eat more healthily. We eat way too much frozen and processed food. Any advice? I think people give frozen food a bad rap, actually. I read somewhere recently that frozen and canned vegetables have just as much nutritional value as fresh, or, you know, a good amount of nutritional value. But I have a feeling this person isn't talking about just frozen vegetables, probably like frozen pizza and processed stuff and hot dogs and whatever. And I love that stuff. So I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I think planning ahead is a good way to do it. That's hard to do, but like picking one day of the week where you make like things in bulk and you can eat them for the rest of the week. I don't know. How do you do it? You're a busy person, Jen.
Well, I will say that that planning ahead thing has never worked for me. I am just not that person. And I think, so first of all, I think I just want to say, I really hesitate to give people advice about how they're eating, but she did ask. This person did ask. So I guess that's an open door. Some great advice I got when my kids were little, when I was stressing about how, you know, they didn't eat this or didn't eat that. And the doctor was like, really? It's just like, do they ever eat any in a week? You know, like it's not so important that they eat fruits and vegetables every single day, but you know, throughout the week, do they eat something? I think this person is going to be fine. Is your family fed? Are you, you know, trying to work in some, you know, healthier meals every now and then? You know, don't be so hard on yourself.
But what about the food pyramid?
Yeah, a lot of that health advice was created like back in the 1980s and 1970s before we had the internet. And now if you get on the internet, you can find whatever answer you want. There is an article out there that says frozen pizza is good for you. Find it. Keep searching the internet until you get the answer you want. And guess what? You've been eating healthy all along. Caloric deficit. That's it.
What is frozen pizza? Bread with a side of tomatoes and some cheese protein.
Every food group is represented. Mm-hmm. See, there's Mayor Jen Weaver here telling everybody to scrap the food pyramid and eat frozen pizza. Thank you.
Next question.
I'm here to serve.
Okay. All right. We've got to do a quick one. Dear Alexis, any advice for making a career change? It seems scary to make the move. Well, it is. I'll tell you that. As a person who's been through many iterations of a quote unquote career, you just kind of got to go for it. And, you know, it's going to be scary and you're going to have sleepless nights. But, and also you have to have a little bit of money, a little cushion, you know, if you're going to just quit your job and do something else. Have you ever had a career change?
Funny you should ask. This is a very relatable question. I haven't had a traditional career path, and having somewhat recently decided being a career politician is not in the cards for me. I think your advice about having a little nest egg so that you can still feed yourself and pay your rent is good, whatever your situation is, but go for it.
Or a sugar daddy or mommy.
You think, you know, it's always like, poop or get off the pot. Don't sit there and think over and over, should I do a career? If you're thinking about it, you should obviously do it. And every time I've done this in life, I've taken action. So what you need to do right now is get drunk. We have all kinds of specials here at Yonder. And then go into work and tell your boss what you really think. And then poof, guess what? Career change. No more thinking. Do it.
You're fired.
You're fired. And speaking of fired, we're going to stop right here for a second. Get a word from our last remaining sponsor. And then we're going to come back and tell you some more advice on what you need to do with your life. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jen Weaver, mayor of beautiful Hillsboro. Happy birthday to 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for serving the Chapel Hill area with news and information since 1953.
Howdy, Hillsboro.
Listen to that. Oh, yeah. Listen to that. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire truck emoji. That is Mayor Jen Weaver joining us here on Howdy Hillsboro on 97.9 The Hill.
No point.
Thank y'all very much for hanging out. We're at the Tom Stevens, the unveiling of the Tom Stevens statue here in River Park. We're so very excited, but we're about to head back over to Yonder because it is open today. Alexis is actually closing down the bar tonight, but on Tuesday, you can hang out with us at Open Mic, which we have every Tuesday at 7:30. This Wednesday is Book Club, and we're discussing Erica T. Worth's White Horse. Thursday, like every Thursday, is jazz night. And this Thursday, we have Les Trois Chats. There's four of those chats. Mm-hmm. And we have on the 10th, we have Sally Sharding and the Beaumonts, followed by, on the 11th, we have Armand Linchek and Bluesology playing live for you. But Sunday is something special because we're working up another one of our shows with the Orange County History Museum. And we've got a medicine show segment, private event with featuring three cocktails, three medicine show themed cocktails with music by Catherine Whelan and her jug band. I'm so excited about that. How many of these are you going to come to, Mayor Jen?
All of them.
Yes, you get a free smoothie if you come to all of them. We'll punch your card.
I have some questions. How many of these tonics are going to have cocaine in them?
That's a silly question.
Maybe I should retract my last name.
Straight up fentanyl.
No time like, you know, your outgoing term to start a scandal. We haven't talked about this yet, but this happens to be our 50th episode.
Oh, 50th episode. This is quite a landmark. We've been canceled twice, by the way. It's just to make it to 50 is great.
Yeah, it's been a hard road.
Most controversial thing we said. We've said all kinds of things.
Don't say it. Actually, don't say it.
We'll talk.
It has to do with a certain...
We'll discuss it on the Christmas episode.
A certain obese elf that gives out presents at a holiday.
But I can't say it.
We can't. We're not going to say it.
So, yes, this is exciting. 50th episode. We're here with Mayor Jen. Mayor Jen, you're leaving office. The word is that you are going to start your own art gallery with painting men with no britches on. Is this true?
No comment.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Alexis, you got any more of them questions in the so-called
part? I do. Let's get through these before they take the tarp off the statue because I might pass out from excitement. All right. Dear Alexis, friends of ours who were married separated about a year ago. We've been able to maintain separate friendships with each of them, okay, but recently we've noticed them hanging out together a lot and we want to know if they're getting back together, but don't want to ask either of them. Any tricks to find out? I mean, beyond just asking them, I guess you could enact some sort of espionage and follow them or, you know, stand outside their house and look in their window at night to see if they're getting it on. But, you know, you could just ask. What would you do?
Well, as somebody who thinks that maybe 98% of all our problems, big and small, could be solved with better communication skills writ large, I'm just going to encourage this person to just ask.
Yeah.
I think you just assume they are because everybody's humping but you.
That's right. Well, I hope good luck to them. I hope they work out their problems. Dear Alexis, I need to start working out again, but finding time and getting started is just so difficult and keeps me from getting back to it. Any motivational pointers? I got to be honest, I have none. I mean, I'm the worst at doing this because I'll get into periods where I work out, you know, 3 or 4 times a week and then I'll fall off of it for a week and then it'll be like a year later and I'm like, gee, I should probably work out. It's been a year. So I really have to I need another person to help me do that. And right now it's my neighbor, Tanya, who's been on the show and we've started working out together and we text each other like, hey, let's do this. And then we make the other person feel guilty if they don't do it. How do you find time to work out, Jen?
Well, I'm a little different in that I like to do it alone because a lot of life of being in public office is a lot of outward energy interactions with people, which, you know, that is its own energetic thing. So working out is alone time. To keep at it, it helps me to have something down the road that I want to be sure I'm able to do. So a lot of times that's just like walking as long as possible in life.
Yeah. Are you a walker, an avid walker?
I have turned into a walker that's recent. I used to try to be a runner, but I never really liked it. But I enjoy walking a lot more, and as do my knees.
Where do you like to walk the most? I'm saying this because I want everyone to know so that they can find you and ask you all sorts of questions. I'm just kidding. What's one of your favorite places to walk in Hillsboro?
I mean, we're so lucky here in Hillsboro. I walk through my neighborhood. I walk Riverwalk. I like to go up Okanichi, you know, Speedway, all the places out, you know, Panther Branch and Seven Mile Creek. We've got so many spots. They're all good.
I agree. Do we have time for one more? Lana says no. All right, then. Eric, take us out.
Yeah, if there's one thing Lana likes to say, it's no. Hey, we want to thank everybody for joining us for all 50 of these episodes. If you want to check out this one or 49 others, just go to howdyhillsboro.chapelboro.com/WCHL and listen to. Did I get that right?
I don't think so, actually.
Okay. Just click on a thing. Like and subscribe. Thank you very much.
That's why we have no listeners.
Thank you very much to Mayor Jen Weaver, not only for your years of wonderful service, but for hanging out on the show with us. Thank you guys for listening, and until next time,
you're all set.